USA News Update. President Biden plans to speak to Chinese President Xi Jinping about China's surveillance balloon that flew over the U.S. In remarks to the nation, Biden said he makes no apologies about giving the order to shoot down the balloon.
And then we shot it down, sending a clear message, The violation of our sovereignty is unacceptable.
He said U.S. intelligence agencies are also trying to learn more about three unidentified objects downed last week. Senator John Fetterman, Democrat from Pennsylvania, checked himself into Walter Reed National Military Medical Center to receive treatment for clinical depression. His chief of staff, Adam Gentleson, said in a statement, while John has experienced depression off and on throughout his life, it only became severe in recent weeks. A statement from a family has confirmed a diagnosis of actor Bruce Willis. He has dementia. Dave Collins, USA News.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV just removed Newsmax. Now you can't watch Newsmax on DirecTV or UVerse. With OAN gone last year, that's two conservative channels removed in the past year alone. Newsmax is the fourth highest rated cable news channel, with great programs from Greg Kelly, Greta Van Susteren, and Rob Schmidt. Now millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. President Trump, Mike Huckabee, John Voight, Sarah Palin, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, and many more are demanding that Newsmax be returned to DirecTV. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now and let them know you want Newsmax. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you're not a DirecTV subscriber but support Newsmax and free speech, call 877-NEWSMAX to show your support. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He urges you to stand up for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.